I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, August 2nd. Beginning this Wednesday, August 4th, Hancock Street will be closed to through traffic for paving from School to Granite Streets. That work will begin Wednesday at 4:30 a.m. of the grinding of the roadway. That'll be done by 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. Then the paving starts Saturday at 5 a.m. and should be completed by 11 a.m. Detour signs should be followed during the construction. The contractor performing the work is Mario Susi and Sons. Vehicle parking will be restricted from the roadway beginning Tuesday night at 11:30. The road will be open for emergency vehicles, buses, and deliveries. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is back from a trip to Washington, D.C. Koch traveled to the nation's capital last week to meet with Congressman Stephen Lynch about how President Biden's trillion-dollar infrastructure bill may impact Quincy. While in Washington, Koch also met with Quincy native General Joseph Dunford, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Dunford will be one of 18 generals who will be honored during the dedication ceremony of the new General's Bridge in Quincy Center on September 11th. Koch also took time to visit some of the nation's memorials in Washington and urged everyone to take a trip to the Capitol and recognize those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for freedom. Before the school buses roll, the issue of masking in the classroom is still being debated. Use common sense and wear a mask. It is the only way to prevent the virus from spreading, according to some parents. Long-awaited mask guidance from the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education came out on Friday, and it comes not with a mandate, but a strong recommendation for students in grades K through 6 when indoors. Unvaccinated staff and unvaccinated students in grade 7 and above, but all vaccinated students can remain unmasked. The union was looking for a mask mandate, regardless of vaccination status, in line with what the American Academy of Pediatrics has suggested. Masking decisions are still being left to local districts. Governor Baker says that is appropriate because cities and towns are in different places when it comes to the virus and vaccinations. Some still want to see where the cases are weeks from now. Here in Quincy, Mayor Thomas Koch has said he is hopeful students can return to full in-person learning in the fall without having to wear masks. The State Department of Public Health is now recommending that some fully vaccinated people in the state wear face masks indoors. The updated advisory comes on the heels of new CDC guidance that recommends face masks indoors for everyone in areas of substantial or high COVID transmission. According to the CDC, Barnstable County and Nantucket are listed as substantial risk. Suffolk, Bristol, Plymouth, and Hampden counties are at high risk. The state said the new guidance is intended to maximize protection of vulnerable individuals from the Delta variant. DPH recommends that a fully vaccinated person wear a mask or face covering when indoors and not in your own home, if you have a weakened immune system, or if you are at increased risk for severe disease because of your age or an underlying medical condition, or if someone in your household has a weakened immune system, is at increased risk for severe disease, or is unvaccinated. The mask guidance does not apply to people who live with healthy children who are under 12 and not old enough to be vaccinated. Everybody in Massachusetts, regardless of vaccination status, is still required to wear face masks in certain settings, such as transportation and healthcare facilities. Jury selection is scheduled to begin today in the trial of the man accused of murdering Yarmouth Police Sergeant Sean Gannon. Thomas Latanowicz is accused of fatally shooting Gannon as the officer was serving an arrest warrant at a home in Marston's Mills in April 2018. Gannon's canine, Nero, was shot but survived. Latanowicz has pleaded not guilty to murder and several other charges. At the time of the shooting, he was serving 5 years probation after serving 3 years for his conviction in Barnstable District Court in a 2010 case that included assault and weapons charges. His probation was set to end within the year. Law enforcement officials on the Cape call Latanowicz a career criminal who's racked up more than 100 charges and dozens of arrests over the years. One of four operators on board two Green Line trains that collided on Friday and injured more than 20 people has been placed on paid administrative leave. According to the MBTA, who declined to identify the operator, said the decision was made Saturday based on developments in the ongoing investigation. The operator was piloting the first car of the two-car trolley that struck another Green Line train from behind. That operator has worked for the T for 7 years. All four MBTA operators were injured in that crash. Train service along the Green Line resumed on Saturday. Shuttle buses had replaced trains between the Kenmore and Washington Street stops for much of Friday night following the crash. Train service began running again early Saturday. The Boston Fire Department said that about 24 people were taken to hospitals with injuries that were non-life-threatening. The NTSB and the Suffolk District Attorney's Office are now investigating. Police have launched an investigation after several greens were damaged at a golf course in Kingston. Employees reporting for their shifts at the Indian Pond Country Club on Friday found damage to the greens on at least 6 holes. Police say the greens appeared to have been ripped up with pickaxes and shovels. Home surveillance cameras in the area don't show the damaged parts of the golf course. There were no additional details. Anybody with information is asked to contact Kingston Police. Jamaica Pond is closed to water activities until further notice because of a suspected blue-green algae bloom that could make people and pets sick. Boston health officials say visitors can't swim, fish, or boat on the pond. They're also urging people to not let their dogs swim in or drink the water. The activities will not reopen until bacteria levels are within safe levels. Blue-green algae can form harmful blooms in lakes, ponds, and rivers that make the water murky and can sometimes make the water look like pea soup or paint, according to the Boston Public Health Commission. The current suspected bloom in Jamaica Pond appears like a dull green discoloration. Blue-green algae blooms can produce toxins that may make people and pets sick. If you or your pet comes in contact with the water, health officials say rinse off immediately. One lucky adult and one lucky teenager who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 will become winners today in the second round of Massachusetts Vax Millions giveaway. Residents age 18 and older who are fully vaccinated prior to each drawing will have the opportunity to enter to win one of five $1 million cash prizes. Fully vaccinated residents between 12 and 17 years old can enter for the chance to win one of five $300,000 scholarship grants. The winners of the first drawing were 63-year-old Daryl Washington of Weymouth and 15-year-old Daniela Maldonado of Chelsea. State officials will draw the names and winners for the second round today and contact the winners to confirm their eligibility. Winners then have 24 hours to respond. Governor Baker, with the Vax Million sign, says the identities of the winners will be revealed on Thursday. To be eligible, a person must have been vaccinated in Massachusetts. Eligible residents will be able to enter the giveaway at vaxmillionsgiveaway.com. A check of business news this morning. Stocks took a tumble on Friday. The Dow was down 149. The NASDAQ dropped 105. And the S&P lost 23. Asian stocks are starting the week out higher. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $73 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox lose in Tampa 3-2. They're off to Detroit for a series with the Tigers beginning tomorrow night at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy and mild, high 81 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit more humid, high tomorrow, 82. Maybe a shower on Wednesday, high 80. Better chance for showers Thursday, high 77. For the boater, waves about a foot, light west wind. High tide, 7:22 a.m. Sun rose at 5:38, sets at 8:01. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, August 2nd.